Of the Hive, Chapter 2, Part 2. Again, Cadista's phrasing bothered her.
I believe I've always been a sister, but to who? To them?
She studied the changelings again. The idea of being a sister felt comfortable to Twilight, like a warm blanket on a cold night.
Yes, I am a sister.
A smile crossed her face as she looked over to the other members of the Hive.
I am your sister,
she said, both proudly and quietly. The declaration was just loud enough for Cadista to hear.
Come along, Twilight. I have much to show you.
Twilight watched her queen take to the air, and without a second thought flew after her, as if she'd been flying her whole life. As she followed her queen to the central tower that dominated the city skyline, a troubled thought nagged at her. Cadista and any nearby changelings could sense Twilight's increasing anxiety through the link. She slowed down to be parallel with the Hive's latest addition.
What troubles you, young one?
Twilight examined the other changelings before facing her queen.
Why am I the only purple changeling? You always keep talking about my rebirth, but haven't I always been a changeling?
Cadista had not expected this question so early.
I've underestimated you again, Twilight Sparkle. I do not wish to hide things from you, Twilight. I am being truthful when I say rebirth. However, you hatched barely 2 hours ago. Give yourself time to adjust to this life before delving into the past.
Cadista landed on top of the large tower with a sweeping view of the entire city. At its peak, the tower housed a massive orange crystal that powered the shield dome. Twilight almost forgot her question at the sight of the massive crystal.
But I already remember things from, I guess, my old self, but my past is important, isn't it? Of course it is,
Cadista replied reassuringly.
But the present and the future are just as important. Something I have learned only recently myself.
She adopted a sympathetic expression.
The process of your rebirth suppressed much of your old memories, Twilight. They will return on their own, I promise, and once they do, you are free to do as you will. Within reason, of course.
She added carefully. Twilight paused, digesting the information.
Do all of my siblings go through rebirth as well? Not in the same manner as you have, but I will let the caretakers explain that to you later. For now...
She swept a hoof towards the grand view of the northern half of the city.
I wish to welcome you to the capital of our hive. Strip to gear.
Satisfied by her queen's words, Twilight looked down to the city below. As before, her amnesia made the dense urban area seem magical in its own right. Stripped gear had an alien aesthetic to it, with bronze machinery dominating the landscape. Factories along the eastern district had all fanciful architecture that was both practical and inventive. The commercial and residential districts used even more whimsical designs. Cadista let Twilight bask in the view of the city for a few minutes. It gave her a chance to focus more of her cognitive efforts in making sure all was well within the hive mind. Twilight's wings buzzed with amazement, so much so that she drifted off the ground a few times before getting a hold of herself.
So this is my home?
The mare looked back to Cadista with a question on her tongue. The orange-haired queen sniffed Twilight's as of yet unvoiced query through the hive mind.
You will be staying with me for the foreseeable future, young Twilight. I want to make sure that your integration into the hive mind continues without complication.
Twilight's curiosity was only compounded by that statement.
Why do I get the feeling that not every rebirth changeling stays with you for that?
Cadista was not used to anyone directly questioning her decrees, even if Twilight's tone didn't suggest that she would disobey.
This is the new way, Cadista. I have to foster such inquisitiveness in her, not suppress it.
She took strength from the hive to remain warm and calm.
Because you are not like other rebirth changelings. You will still learn how the common drone lives and what they desire, but after your tasks for the day are over, you will return to my side at the palace. Do you understand?
Cadista didn't use the forced command like before. She wanted Twilight to remain loyal of her own volition. She briefly mulled over the directive before bowing her head.
As you wish, my queen.
She had dozens of questions to ask about so many things, but a hunger grew ever since her hatching took precedence.
Is there any chance I could grab some food? I don't think I've eaten since I guess my last meal in my old life.
Cadista smirked at Twilight's feeble attempt at a joke.
Yeah, she might be able to inject some of that equestrian vitality into my drones, and that's exactly what my hive needs to continue Mother's dream. The real trick will be getting her to willingly stay as more and more of her memories return. Since you will be spending much of your time outside of the palace, let me take you to...
Cadista's warm demeanor evaporated as she looked to the west, with a scowl. Twilight's ears flattened at the sudden shift in her queen's mood. The hive mind reflected the change as well, and she could feel her siblings mounting distress.
My queen?
Cadista managed her anger on both her face and in the hive mind.
My apologies, Twilight, but an important matter has come to my attention.
One of the nearby drone engineers watching over the tower's shield generator dropped his work, and then flew over to Kadista upon hearing her unspoken command to him.
I am yours to command, my queen,
said the changeling, bowing. He was like every other male drone Twilight had seen so far, gray fur, azure-glowing eyes, with barely perceivable irises, and all business.
Your tasks for the day are being shifted to palace duties. However, you will still be compensated for a full day's engineering work. I want you to escort Twilight Sparkle to one of the food courts. I care not which. After that, you are to act as our guide wherever she wants to go within stripped gear, as long as it isn't dangerous.
She cast a glance at Twilight. She doesn't visibly react, but Kadista could feel her compliance with the indirect command. The drone snapped a crisp salute.
It will be done.
Satisfied, Kadista turned to Twilight.
I want you to return to the palace by sundown. I will be back by then.
We're in front of one of my brothers, so I should probably keep it formal, like he did.
Twilight bowed her head.
As you wish, my queen.
Kadista lingered for a moment as she considered Twilight's response.
Humility. She will need that for the coming months.
Without further ado, she departed, leaving the gray and purple changelings on their own. Twilight watched her depart with a thread of uncertainty.
I'm just one sister among hundreds, if not thousands. I hope they don't mind me being purple.
She felt like an outsider.
Why was my rebirth different from everypony else's? Why am I purple when everypony, even Kadista, is gray?
She sat on her haunches, while gazing upon the constantly busy city of stripped gear.
Who did I used to be? Was I a changeling back then too, or was I something else?
Twilight raised a hoof to look at the holes in her legs.
Why do they seem so out of place? Does my past even matter?
A few faces flashed across her mind's eye.
I can't even put names on any of them.
The more she tried to focus, the more something stood out about them.
They're not great. Nor do they have the fangs or the eyes.
Suddenly, Twilight wanted a mirror. But in her brief search for a reflective surface, the engineer came into view. He had a distant look in his eyes, as if his mind was a million miles away. Having no one else to turn to, the newborn changeling stepped over to him and politely cleared her throat.
Excuse me, brother.
The gray drone snapped back to reality.
Yes? Are you ready to go?
Twilight's stomach growled in response, but she beat down her embarrassment.
Almost. Is there a mirror that I can use? I haven't had a chance to see what my face looks like yet.
He was caught off guard by her casual mannerism now that Kadista was gone.
Oh, sure.
He fumbled around his tool belt to retrieve a hoof-sized mirror on an iron stick. He sensed her curiosity and spoke while using his hooves to unscrew the mirror off of the handle.
We engineers keep a mirror on hoof so we can see into nooks and crannies while conducting repairs and routine maintenance on the machinery.
He used a cloth to wipe away some of the caked-on oil and grime, but the rag barely made it any better. He presented the mirror to Twilight, who instinctively took it in her orange-colored telekinesis. She didn't notice him sign relief for not being reprimanded about his mirror being dirty.
She may not be a pain in the flank after all, provided this is normal behavior for her.
The drone, like the rest of the hive, had sensed Twilight's entry into the link. Its power had been subtle, but her strong mind still left echoes from its induction.
Well, she did come out of the pod today, so there's no telling what she'll be like later on.
Twilight ignored the stains on the mirror to look at herself. Her fangs were quite prominent, which briefly made her feel ill at ease before she dismissed it.
We all have fangs. I'm just being silly, thinking that there's something wrong with them.
Her smooth upturned horn looked normal enough. Nothing else about her face stuck her as being strange, except for the eyes. They were a rich shade of lavender, that much was familiar. But what wasn't familiar were the reptilian slits that looked back at her.
They look like Kadista's.
She stole a quick glance at the drone who was gazing off into space again. His irises were barely visible behind the gentle azure glow, but they were definitely circular.
What does that mean?
She asked herself, worriedly.
Why do I look more like Kadista than I do my own brother?
She put the mirror down.
Well, I'm sure my queen will tell me once I get to see her again.
The drone felt Twilight's anxiety wafting off of her like a cold front.
How do I address her? The queen never actually said anything about that.
He sent Kadista a low priority query over the link. He received a reply a few moments later.
Like a normal sister, except that I can't allow any harm to reach her, huh? Well, that makes things both simpler and more complicated at the same time, especially since she's a new hatchling.
He cautiously stepped forward.
Twilight, are you well? Huh?
She whirled around to face him. His concerned expression made her feel apologetic.
Oh, I'm sorry. I never thought to ask for your name.
He stuttered for a bit as his mirror flew back over so he could grab it.
Wow, she's actually asking for my name? It's, Ratchet. Ratchet Altair.
He quickly grabbed the mirror on his hoof and replaced it on his belt. Twilight's cheeks flustered red as her stomach growled even louder.
Why don't we follow the Queen's advice and get some grub?
A sheepish smile found its way onto her lips after seeing him ignore her different color.
That sounds great, thanks.
While being high above in the tower that gave a grand view of stripped gear, Twilight missed all the little things that brought over the city splendor. Ratchet was leading Twilight over the various bakeries towards the food court of the Southwestern District. It sat between the Southern Light Industry mills and other assorted food processors. Ratchet cleared a series of steam pipes to finally arrive at a large plaza. Over 100 round tables with seating for 3 covered the bronze and brick plaza. Twilight made a conscious effort to stay close to Altair so she would not lose him in the sea of gray figures. It didn't take him long to dive down towards an empty table. Twilight was glad that he landed as quickly as he did, and barely managed to stay on her hooves upon reaching the ground. She breathed heavily while trying to ignore her wings burning from the prolonged flight. Call it a hunch, but I think that Ratchet has a little crush on Twilight. I mean, it could just be a dumbass, but you never know, it could be possible. Anywho, let's get on to our charming donators. Top donators: TacoCav598, Peter Coulthard, J10Man, Darkside, Gauntlet, and Only One Thing, Zar630, Strix, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Drake Love Dragon, Pastel Skies, Austin Roland, CrazyKiller557, Stu Hex, Dospo, Madman Stan, Delta Omega, Jack Cage, RuneScythe9852, Leslie Perkett, Hunter Norman, Stephen Bingham, LineGuy12, and many more super duper people. Thank you all very much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.